Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Master Robert and Master Shunya. This is Master Shunya, and I'm delighted to be with you here today. Today's topic will be the importance of purification and truly understanding what the purification process is. Purification is something that we talk a lot about in Tao healing. We talk about purifying our soul, heart, mind, and body. This is the way to reach the Tao. This is the way to become one with the Tao. When our heart and soul, mind and body are so purified that every thought we think, every word we speak, and every action we take convey the highest levels of Tao love, forgiveness, compassion, and light. Forgiveness, humility, harmony, and enlightenment. Gratitude. When we embody all of these qualities, we become one with the Tao. All of us on Mother Earth have soul-mind-body blockages which keep us from living, practicing, being one with the Tao. In the Tao Jing, Master Sha talks about the Kuhai, the bitter sea. This is what our life on earth is like. We are all trying to jump out of the bitter sea. The other metaphor that Master Sha uses is red dust. Mother Earth is made of red dust. All those who walk Mother Earth get dirty. All those who walk Mother Earth accrue some kind of karma. So we are purifying our karma. Our karma is our record of services. The Divine came to Master Sha and gave Master Sha the law of universal service. This is also the law of karma. If you give a little good service, you get a little virtue. If you give more good service, you gain more virtue. If you give unconditional universal service, you receive unlimited virtue. On the other hand, if you give a little bad service, things like lying, cheating, stealing, harming, killing, taking advantage, for this you receive a little lesson. If you create more bad karma, offer more bad service, you receive a bigger lesson. If you create huge bad karma, you receive huge lessons. Lessons come in the forms of sickness, accidents, financial disasters, relationship disasters, all kinds of blockages in our life. So all of us have accrued both positive and negative karma. Purification is the act of clearing negative karma. We can do this in several ways. We can accrue more virtue to balance the karmic scales. We can do this by offering good service, love, care, compassion, forgiveness, enlightenment, blessing. Every time that we do an act, big or small, that contributes to the health and happiness of others, we are accumulating good virtue, good karma. The more we accumulate, the more we balance our bad karma. The other practice that is integral to the purification process is forgiveness practice. If we have hurt or harmed other souls and they react negatively to us, they may cause us great harm and block our soul journey. So we want to offer forgiveness practice to ask forgiveness of all the souls that we have hurt, even to ask forgiveness from all of the souls that our ancestors have hurt. We apologize sincerely from the bottom of our heart. Sincerity moves heaven. The more sincere we are, the more clear we are with our forgiveness practice, the more likely we are to receive forgiveness from the souls whom we have hurt or harmed, or our ancestors have hurt or harmed. When they forgive us, they set us free from any karmic debt. Or they may set us free from a portion of our karmic debt. In the same way, we have the power to forgive others. So if we forgive all souls who have hurt or harmed us, we set them free. We can call on our ancestors to do the same thing, to offer their forgiveness for all those with whom they interacted and have accumulated negative karma. Today's topic is purification. So to purify is to release bad karma. To purify is to clear our hearts and souls, minds and bodies. We remove blockages in the Shin, Qi, and Jing. Shin is the mind, heart, and soul. Qi is the energy. Jing is the matter in our bodies. So when we remove blockages on the level of soul, heart, and mind, we erase negative mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachments that are standing in the way of our being one with the Tao. When we remove Qi blockages, we are removing blockages in the energy pathways in our body. The energy flows through meridians and through special energy pathways. And when this energy is flowing, we have health and harmony. When it is blocked, it's hard to get things done. When it is blocked, we may feel helpless, hopeless, have a lack of energy, lack of stamina, vitality, immunity. When we clear Jing blockages, we are clearing blockages in the matter of our body. in the systems, organs, and cells that make up our body. Even in the spaces between our cells and between our organs. So purifying happens on a physical level, emotional level, mental level, and spiritual level. Frequently, when we talk to people in soul healing and they're having a bad day, they don't want to complain, so they say, "Oh, I'm purifying." This may be the case, but often it's missing the point of purification. To purify is not to feel miserable for hours, days, weeks, months, years. That is not to become one with the Tao. That is simply to suffer. There's an old saying, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. We want to choose not to suffer. We want to choose to purify our hearts and souls, minds and bodies. So that doesn't mean to stay stuck in our negative mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachments. It doesn't mean to stay stuck in our physical pain or our emotional pain. Master Shah gives hundreds, even thousands, of practices to remove soul-mind-body blockages in heart and soul, mind and body. Most often, when people say to me, "Oh, I'm in purification," I ask them, "Oh, what practices are you doing for that?" Most of the time they say, "Well, I'm not really doing practices." That would be like going to a doctor with a terrible bacterial infection. The doctor gives you antibiotics, and you take them home and put them away in your medicine chest and don't take the medicine. Then you go back to the doctor, and when he says, "How are you doing?" you say, "Oh, I'm miserable. I'm still sick." Well, of course you are. You haven't taken your medicine. So if you find yourself saying over and over again, "Oh, I'm purifying. Oh my goodness, I'm purifying." Please notice, you never hear Master Shah saying that. When we hear Master Shah teach, he doesn't say, "Oh, I'd like to teach you, but I'm purifying. I'll do my best trying to teach you, but I'm purifying." No, he teaches. He offers his service. He gives his love. He transforms what needs to be purified. Purification is not the staying in suffering. It is the transformation of suffering. So unless you've transformed it, you haven't successfully purified. Use the practices that Master Shah offers. Transform your mindsets, attitudes, beliefs. Transform your ego and attachments. Don't stay stuck in them. You are the only one who has power over your own mind. You are the ruler, king, or queen of everything that goes on inside your own mind, including all mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachment. If what you're thinking, how you're feeling, how you're reacting to the world isn't working, change it. It really is as simple as that. Make a concerted effort to change it. I once worked in a company that was just known for complaining. There were 65,000 employees in this company, and wherever the company was, people knew that people who worked for this company complained a lot. I found myself falling into the same pattern. It was easy. It was so easy to talk with coworkers and start complaining. Oh, this isn't right, that isn't right. If they'd only do this differently, if they'd only change that, da 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 da. It became tiring. It became unhealthy. Nothing saps the energy faster than complaining. If you have low energy, one of the first things you should check is how much do you complain? What I started doing was literally biting my tongue every time that I started complaining out loud, and eventually every time that I had a thought before it became words, I would lightly bite my tongue, just a little tap with my teeth to remind myself that I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to say negative words. Mu bu wang shi, er bu wang ting, ko bu wang yun. Do not speak polluted things. Do not see polluted things. Do not hear polluted things. So we want to stop complaining. We want to change our mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego, and attachments. Anything that is not serving us. We want to do one hand near, one hand far, and use soul power, mind power, and body power to change our physical suffering and change the pathways of our energy flow. To break up blockages where our energy is stuck or where our matter is not flowing. It is important to remember that all blockages can be melted with love. Love melts all blockages, literally every one. So wherever you need purification, your emotional body, physical body, mental body, or spiritual body, you can transform it with love. Use the six powers. Body power. Sit up straight. Align your body. Use your hands. If you have a headache, use one hand near, one hand far. Put one hand near the headache, about 4 to 6 inches, and the other one about 10 to 14 inches in front of your lower abdomen. Shift the energy out of your head into your lower abdomen by visualizing golden light flowing down. If you have an emotional blockage, you have too much anger, fear, anxiety, depression, worry, grief, sadness, loss, heal the corresponding element and organ. For instance, if you have too much anger, use the soul healing techniques to heal your liver. If you have too much grief, use the soul healing techniques to heal your lungs. There is no reason not to transform. People often ask me, Master Shunya, how much practice do I need to do? My answer is simple, as much as it takes. For most people, if you have a simple condition, this may only be 3 to 5 minutes a day, 3 to 5 times a day. If you have a chronic or life-threatening condition, Master Shaw recommends at least 2 hours a day of practice. You don't have to do it all at once. You can break it up like we are doing here with the chanting channel. It's entirely up to you. Let's begin with a practice for purification. We will incorporate both forgiveness practice and emotional healing practice. The heart is the boss organ of all organs. When we balance the heart, we balance the fire element. When we balance the fire element, we help to balance all elements. Okay, let's go ahead and begin. Begin by sitting up straight in your chair with your back away from the chair. Put your feet flat on the floor with your heels touching. Come as close as you can to this position. If you need to modify because you have health conditions, or other reasons why you need the back of the chair or need to do another position, you can stand with your legs hip-width apart. You can even do the practice lying down. If you're lying down, please chant silently rather than out loud. So we're going to purify our heart. We're going to purify the fire element. We're going to purify the negative emotions of anxiety and depression. We are going to heal any way that you would like to, for any physical, emotional, spiritual condition. We're going to start with practicing for the heart and for the corresponding emotion of depression, anxiety. This practice is also good for bipolar disorder, which is just an imbalance of the fire element. Because we are balancing the boss organ, we also balance the other four elements. So place one hand on the lower abdomen and one hand over the heart. Close your eyes. Visualize golden light in your heart. Golden light is dissipating soul, mind, body blockages in your heart. Focus the golden light with every breath. Each time that you breathe in, the light becomes more and more concentrated and burns brighter and brighter. Now we're going to add soul power. Dear soul, mind, and body of my heart, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You are the boss organ for all of the organs in my body. You know how to balance and harmonize yourself. Do a good job. Thank you. Dear soul, mind, and body, of all layers of the divine, all layers of the Tao, all layers of the committees in heaven, all layers of the source, all layers of the Wuji Da Dao, all layers of the ultimate source. These are all different realms in heaven. We ask for your help. Please help us to balance and harmonize the fire element in our body. Please help us to balance and harmonize our heart. Please help us to balance and harmonize the emotions of depression, anxiety. Please help us to heal mental condition of bipolar disorder. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together of peace and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. We can add soul tapping and tap on our heart. Gentle tapping to move the energy. Soul tapping purifies my heart. 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 How? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we just did an exercise to purify our heart, to purify the fire element in our body. Remember, purification is not an ongoing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, lifetime after lifetime process. We don't take our conditions and drag out the purification process. Purifying to the point of reaching the Tao is a life after life process. But when we do that, we're purifying one thing and letting it go. Then we're looking deeper. What's the next thing? Purifying that and letting it go. Then we're looking deeper. What's the next thing? Purifying that and letting it go. On and on and on and on until we reach the Tao. If we get stuck on the first thing and we just say, oh, I'm just purifying, we don't transform. It is that we need to transform. I hope this gives a better understanding of the power and significance of purification and how you can purify right here, right now. Don't wait. You can come back and listen to this recording as often as you like as well as all of our other radio programs on Blog Talk Radio. You can find Master Robert's blog on unconditional love at Soul Healing Miracles for Unconditional Love. You can find my blog, Soul Healing Miracles for Thriving with AIDS. You can join us on the chanting channel for Master Shah's program on Living with Unconditional Love and for my program on Soul Healing Miracles for Chronic and Life-Threatening Conditions. Love you, bless you, see you next time.